The following program has been brought to you by Rolling Press, a family-run, eco-friendly printing company. For more information, visit rollingpress.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
This is a continuation of last week's conversation on the business of the business with insurance expert Howard Sweetwood.
Phil Colicchio with Howard Sweetwood on the business of the business. Howard Sweetwood of the Rampart Insurance Group, one of the nation's leading experts on insurance policy and coverage for the hospitality industry. Proud to work with him. Proud to call him a friend.
Thank you.
And thank you for that, Howard. We get to work together professionally often, and I learn a lot from this guy. Howard, the hospitality business is a people business. It's not just about, you know, the Marriotts, and it's not just about the Union Square hospitality groups. It's not about just the groups that can, you know, gross hundreds of million dollars in revenue. The people component of the losses in Sandy, it drives me crazy that I can't call it Hurricane Sandy.
Well, it's not technically a hurricane because the governor came out and said it's not a hurricane because certain deductibles apply towards hurricanes and certain which would damage and hurt the insured or hurt the public, you know, greater than the regular.
Every once in a while, the governor of our respective states here in New York, the governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut do something right. They did that right. But how does your business, how did your business deal with the people component of these losses? A lot of employees couldn't get to work. A lot of employers, when they were able to open, couldn't open because there just wasn't enough staff physically able to get through. Is that kind of stuff covered? Was it covered?
On the commercial end, once you're up and running, there's probably no coverage. There's what's called extended business income coverage. But it won't necessarily apply to your, I'm not able to get here. We're at Roberta's. Great spot. I'm not able to get here because I'm in Red Hook and I've got no power, broken windows. I'm waiting for adjusters. I can't leave my house unattended. I'm cleaning it up.
I think Jack Inslee, our engineer, lived here for about 2 weeks in the studio because he couldn't get out. He couldn't get out of Bushwick. He couldn't get anywhere. But so, tell me about the people component. How were you able to assist there in the insurance side?
Well, initially we knew what was happening. We didn't know the extent. Obviously, no one understood the severity. But what we do is we set up our website, our call center. We post on our website for those who have access to it, certain claims forms, phone numbers, emergency phone numbers, and not just for insurance companies, but in regards to FEMA, in regards to the fire, in regards to other state and city agencies.
People use acronyms now since this storm, the same way you might talk about batting averages, you know, back in the day, that we all know acronyms now that we didn't know before this storm. So FEMA, the Federal Emergency
Management Agency.
Agency, right. And, you know, that it occurred to me that I didn't ask you about your company's website. If I went to your company's website right now, would I find some information on what to do if I have a Sandy claim?
Yes, you would. But we will get more specific as in the event of a looming storm. Mm-hmm. We get more specific with the documents we give access to and similar information that we post on the timeliness right. on that basis.
Right. Howard, you've even told me, and I'll put a name out there, that even though we have some terrific lawyers in the metropolitan area, that you've actually been dealing with lawyers who have expertise in storm claims from Louisiana. Lawyers who have been through Katrina and who have represented business owners who had to deal with another catastrophic event. These guys are up here in New York doing claim seminars, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And they're hustling pretty hard because of this deadline, right?
They get it. They're hustling pretty hard because they get it.
Yeah.
And they've been through it. And there's some attorneys up here that have gone from Ike. Coincidentally, they've had offices in Houston prior to Ike mm-hmm. and offices in New Orleans prior to Katrina.
Ike is not an acronym.
No.
Ike is a storm.
Ike is a storm that affected Houston right. and the southern coast of Texas pretty significantly, mm-hmm. Galveston.
Right.
What have you. And they're bright guys who they don't try to manipulate or usurp the system, but they understand the system and help people out.
Experience is the best teacher. If you've been able to work through claims from a storm like Katrina, while you can learn the law of a different jurisdiction and you know.
But that was the
lawyers out there know that the Napoleonic Code doesn't apply up here in New York, but it does apply down there in Louisiana. But that doesn't mean that the law doesn't treat things the same way. So some.
Are you going to give me your Marlon Brando impersonation?
No. Okay. We're not going to waste time on that. I got too many good things that we're going to talk about still with the time we have left. We talked about a good story where you had a client that was able to recoup through its carrier some very, very helpful coverage assistance for the losses that they sustained. Give me a story that's still in progress where the opening salvo didn't go so well and what we're doing now to help move
the opening on. The opening salvo, I'll give two examples. I'll give one.
Please.
One quickly that I think we touched on it maybe off the air just before, down in Chelsea. I got a phone call from somebody that was not my client, and he said, I've got $10 million worth of wine floating in my building. And it's eye-popping. And he didn't only have $10 million worth of wine. He had $10 million worth of other people's wine.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's just any of you who aren't sure about what we're talking about, there are storage facilities that exist in our area and in different parts of the country, temperature controlled.
Well, space
security.
Space is expensive in yep. New York, and when you have a restaurant and you have an extensive wine cellar, you don't really have the space to store 2,000, 3,000 bottles. No,
absolutely, and as well as auction, as you know, auction product. Go on, because
when you are a restaurateur and you say I want to go with ABC Storage Company, which is not obviously a real storage company, but you want to go with ABC Storage Company and store your wine there, pay attention to two things minimum. You're going to get what's called a warehouseman's receipt. Same thing you get at your dry cleaners. On the back of it says what they are liable for. In the event of a loss, in the event that a covered loss, what they're liable for.
All right. I'm a lawyer. I hate that stuff. All right. I go in a parking lot and they give me a receipt and they said they're not liable for damage. Of course they're liable for damage if I give them
a car. Limit it.
That's garbage. Let's say I went to a good place. Let's say I went to Teddy Storage. All right. Teddy runs a great storage facility. And Teddy's, I've been going to Teddy's Storage for years. All right, they have great security. They have great temperature control. They have great people working there. When I need my wine, out it comes. All right.
Understood.
And Teddy says, "Don't worry, you've been my customer for years." But now Teddy can't even get to his facility because, like a lot of guys, Teddy lives in New Jersey. He can't get across the bridge. It's flooded. There's water everywhere. Wine floating everywhere. What additional coverage if I'm the owner of that wine, but I have entrusted it to Teddy for a fee? What other coverage should I have had that could have helped me? Of course, I'm going to reach out to Ted, but Ted's going to say, "I got all the coverage you can possibly have," and it's still not enough.
When you have wine cover, when you have wine values that are great, and it could, great is a relative term. It could be 20,000 to 5 million. You first need to notify your insurance broker that you've got, "Hey, I've got wine at another location," and hopefully your insurance broker's asking that question when they look around and see that you've got an 80-seat restaurant and it's tight, and where you're keeping this wine. Okay. No, it's, you give them the location where it's at, and you say, "I need to schedule that wine at that location."
People, if you're listening to this and you're hospitality people, you'll know it. If you're people who enjoy hospitality, understand this. Wine equals profit in the restaurant business. Wine is profit. If your profit disappears, you disappear. Please continue.
And it also tugs at people's heartstrings because wine is their baby. They're very emotional. So you have to let your broker know, your insurance professional know, that we've got wine at, 23rd Street and we need coverage for it. Okay. It's up to him to say, where is it? Is it in the basement on 23rd Street? There's no coverage for the basement.
It's at Teddy's storage facility. It's a great facility. You've seen it.
Okay.
Right.
But in the event you take it the next step, there are certain policies called stock throughput policies that will cover that wine for almost any peril at very inexpensive rates.
Say the name of that again. Stock?
It's a stock throughput policy.
Stock throughput policy.
Correct.
I never heard of that.
Nope. I didn't think you would. Don't be offended. It's not the Napoleonic Code.
All right.
So it's very specific, actually, to the wine industry, and or because it gives worldwide coverage for perils that people, for causes of loss that people typically don't have covered, earthquake and flood.
Yeah.
And we use it a lot in the winery world where wine's moving from place to place, but it also is applicable to the restaurant world.
I was about to say the good fortune of some of your restaurant clients is that you have got the experience you do in the wine industry, in the vineyards, and with the underused word in our language, perils, which is a wonderful word that conjures up all kinds of old-fashioned thought. But were you able to get coverage for some of your clients in our area for their wine under that policy, that type of policy?
Up until then, we hadn't written any coverage that way for these in our area. In California, we often put people's wine on stock throughput policies, both on the winery manufacturing end and on the restaurant end.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, it's driven by earthquake, where people say, if my restaurant goes, I don't care, but my wine can't go. As you said, wine is profit.
Wine is profit.
And wine is sentimental. Mm-hmm. So it's, again, it's written by, typically Lloyd's of London will write it. But I've seen Lloyd's of London quickly pay $1.8 million claim 2 years ago on a loss from Mother's Day to Labor Day. That was the date of loss was Mother's Day. They paid the loss in full by Labor Day.
On that stock policy. On that stock.
On a stock throughput policy. And there was a lot of claims processing that needed to go on. And it's and they're inexpensive. And what it allows you to do is carve out that contents from your regular business owner's policy, mm-hmm. which has general liability and property coverage on it, thus bringing that rate down and it's not an expensive, like I said, it's you're not going to pay an exorbitant price for it. You're probably going to pay less of a property rate on it than you are on your business owner's policy.
All right, so that's a takeaway for a lot of people. That's a takeaway for restaurants who maintain an inventory of wine that they store at third-party facilities.
Even at their own location.
You can still have a stock put through?
A stock throughput policy. Oh, yep,
that's okay. I can't believe I fouled that up. Stock put, all right. So, and then what about the... what about the wine collector out there? I collect a little bit of wine, and I actually have it stored in a place like Teddy's. I do that because I want to maintain its value and its pedigree, right? I mean, that's really why I do it, because I don't want there to be any question when I resell it that it's been properly kept. So should I have that kind of policy?
On your home, for your personal wine collection, it's... Hopefully, again, someone's asking you the questions. You need to notify Chubb, Chartis, AIG, which is a very good name in the insurance world. Again, these days, it's always been a good name. Fireman's Fund or Ace. And schedule that wine and let them know where it is. And
scheduling is a term of art. What does that mean? When you say schedule that wine.
You are actually going to list that wine on your insurance policy the same way you list your house. My house is worth, to replace my house is going to cost me $100,000 to rebuild it.
Right.
To replace my wine is going to cost me $100,000.
Right. It's not what I bought it for. Hopefully. It's more.
It's replacement cost. What does it cost today to go out and buy it?
There you go. All right. Here with Howard Sweetwood from the Rampart Insurance Group, talking about implications of insurance to the Sandy victims out there in the hospitality business. We've covered a broad range. We've covered the types of coverage that someone should have had, the types of coverage they may want to consider going forward. We've walked through a couple of loss scenarios where there have been successful recoveries and a couple of loss scenarios that are still matriculating through the system. Howard, we have a few minutes left. It bears repeating.
Thank you.
All right? Bears repeating. Let's get back to the deadlines. Let's get back to how to contact you. And today I'm going to break my own rule, and I'm going to let people know how to contact me if they have issues.
I was about to tell them that. But for real, let's... And then let's circle back to what we talked about October 30th in regards to don't lose sight of being prepared, okay? So, but October 29th is the year anniversary. It is incumbent upon the restaurant owner to submit that claim. File that claim with your insurance agent. Keep track of it. Document your file. File that claim with your insurance company. Keep track of it. Document your file. If you've had a claim denied and you want to appeal that claim, you need to do it by October 29th. Okay? Don't miss that deadline for flood. Okay? You can't miss that deadline. Other causes of loss, 2 years you have. But keep track of the process.
Absolutely. Organization. Preparedness and Rolodex. Make sure you've
got
the right.
A lot of people know that. You think a lot of people know what that means?
Yeah, not anymore. It's like saying broken record.
So,
it's your contacts list.
So, but to get back to preparedness, okay? I've written some new business owners who are on their way to being stud chefs, who've worked for some stud chefs, who are out there now getting their businesses up and running. Right now, as a matter of fact, down on the Lower East Side.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not thinking about, holy, this could happen to me kind of thing. Know where your insurance policies are. Know where your tax returns are. Know where your payroll stubs and payroll records are. Know where a P&L, monthly inventory reports. Have these things stored on flash drives at home, thumbnail drives. Have them stored somewhere so that God forbid, you need them, even individually. You have that car drives through your storefront. Stupid stuff happens. Have it ready. You want that claim to rise to the top, and you want it to look as pretty as possible under the circumstances where a claims representative is going to grab that, look at it, I've got everything I need, I can process this claim.
Advocacy. Sounds like it's wise. Let's finish up with your contact info.
Advocacy. Somebody argued that we weren't your advocate. We are your advocate. And if your insurance broker is not your advocate,
get a new insurance
because
broker.
Because we are your advocate. That's we fight for you. Because if the travelers of the world, and nothing wrong with travelers, if they're not going to, they need me the same way I need you. I'm fighting for you, okay? I'm not running and hiding.
There you go. Howard Sweetwood, Rampart Insurance.
201-478-9015. 201-478-9015. Howard S. at rampartinsurance.com.
Folks, if you take nothing away from today, take that information away. And keep it close by. What I've seen as an attorney, as the result of storm damage, as a result of damages to business, that people work so hard to create, so hard to employ people, the margins of profit in the restaurant industry are small. Small failures are catastrophic to many of the restaurateurs out there. You can protect yourselves. Get a good broker like Howard. Make sure you have a good lawyer.
Like Phil.
Well, I'm a lawyer, experienced in these areas. If you need to reach me, you can reach me at pcolicchio@tcslawyers.com. And hopefully you'll be reaching me to let me know that you're happy and you're going to create a second or a third or a fourth restaurant. But if you have a problem, reach out to Howard, reach out to Phil, or reach out to a professional that you have confidence in. This is the time that we can actually provide real true assistance that the average person, the average business owner, cannot do themselves.
And Phil, I love this business. I was brought up in this business, not the insurance business, the restaurant business. I love talking it. Don't care if they're my customer or not. I'm happy to talk to anybody about it and offer insight.
Thanks, Howard. Phil Colicchio, the business of the business. We'll see you next week. Howard, thanks a lot. People, be prepared.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.